Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Anything, finding out more about Ballarat and giving something back. I mean, I've given lots of talks to schools, which has been really sweet. I love it. I take in a pair of clogs because kids hear about clogs and I think they're really heavy, and you give them a clog to hold and they go, oh, they're really light. Yeah, I know. And they're really warm too. You put socks in them, you know, your feet stay dry. You can't sink in the mud, all that sort of stuff. And it's just been good to be able to relate to others about your own background. So it's a two-way street. You're working within the Dutch community. For me, it was always the Melbourne Dutch community, and now I look closely at the Ballarat Dutch community. But it's also explaining to others about your own culture, your background, your language, food.
Si Yvonne Davis, dating nanungkulang intercultural ambassador at kasalukuyang intercultural officer para sa intercultural ambassador program ng Ballarat.
This love story with Ballarat started a good 20 years ago when I came as an international student to study at the University of Ballarat. And I ended up finishing my studies and went back to my home country, Mauritius. I actually came back again as a migrant a few years after that. Moved to South Australia and lived there for a good 10, 12 years. I can't remember exactly. And actually got a job offer at the hospital and was more than happy to come back to my little Ballarat.
Si Sid Tigali, unang naging international student, nagbalik sa Mauritius ngunit muling dinala ng tadhana sa Ballarat. Tulad ni Yvonne Davis, siya'y nanungkulang intercultural ambassador para sa paniniwalang Islam. Layunin niyang ipakilalang paniniwalang Islam sa mas malawak na komunidad ng Ballarat na napapalibutan ng mga simbahang Katoliko at Anglican.
Yeah, obviously being an older community, there's still, on the main street, there's still the old churches. But the newer faith or the newer wave of migrants are not as present as these older faith. It's changing now as more migrants are coming and the newer waves of migrants are arriving. They feel the need to have their places of worship. So there's newer places of worship opening up or getting set up as we're talking. I know there's a temple getting set up and there's been talk about it, and so did the mosque, which was set up about 4 or 5 years ago now. Yeah.
Naging bahagi ng unang open house ng mosque sa Ballarat si Sid Tigali. Para sa kanya, malaking tulong ang intercultural program sa pagbukas at pagkilala ng iba't ibang komunidad.
So that is to create communication between us, maybe, and the Hindu community, and we can even break it down into different nationalities, for example. And that was one thing that was really promoted, was the awareness of the different faith and different cultures within Ballarat, and how Ballarat is slowly turning more and more multicultural. Obviously, we've been a lot further behind than Melbourne, which has been a rainbow of cultures for a while now. The new waves of migrants coming into Ballarat is actually turning it into different shades and different colours and actually making a very intercultural community nowadays.
At tunay ngang nag-iba na nga nyo ng Ballarat. Teenager pa lamang si Yvonne Davis nung una siyang nanirahan sa minahan sa lugar na ito.
If you went into a place and asked for a coffee, most of the time you would get powder coffee, which I can't drink. I'm really sorry. But I don't call that coffee. I remember, you know, even food, you could get Chinese takeaway at the time. I remember Chinese takeaway, and that was really something. And now I look at Ballarat, and we have cafes everywhere. I mean, seriously, it's like an explosion of cafes, maybe also because of COVID. But there's all sorts of places in Ballarat now where you can get a coffee. Food-wise, we've now got so many different mixes of food. You know, besides the Chinese, there's the Thai, there's the Indian, there's Mexican, there's Spanish. I don't know, it's everywhere. And it's just nice. And it's the atmosphere of the cafes as well. You know, we've got a couple of Spanish places and Mexican places. And it's a different atmosphere, not just the food, but the interior. Same with Thai and Chinese and Indian. And it's just lovely. But in 1974, no way. You would go out for morning coffee and you would go and get a coffee, God help us, or a hot chocolate, and toasted raisin bread, or what was the other favourite toast, was toast with cinnamon sugar.
At tulad ng maraming lugar, sinasalamin ng mga lugar kainan ang mga taong naninirahan. May 11 taon na nang sinimula ng intercultural programs sa Ballarat. Noy nakilala bilang Multicultural Ambassador Program, isang programang bumuo ng mas malaking komunidad na binubuo ng iba't ibang komunidad na naninirahan sa Ballarat. Ang programa ay sinimula na rin sa iba't ibang mga lunsod sa state ng Victoria.
Bendigo, for instance, has also started an ambassador program, which is lovely, more or less based on Ballarat. And I think it's great. I think if other councils can do something similar, I think it would go a long way to break down barriers. Like I said, I've given talks to different groups, whether it be something like the Salvation Army or schools or community groups. And I think something like that, to be able to step out as an ambassador with the assistance of council and training and whatever else, I think it's a great idea to break down barriers and get people to understand more about your own culture and language.
Ang mga Pilipino ang isa sa mga lumalaking bilang ng migranteng naninirahan sa Ballarat. Para kay Rose Bukida, ang kasalukuyang Intercultural Ambassador para sa Komunidad Pilipino para sa programa, magandang oportunidad ito di lamang para sa Komunidad Pilipino.
Well, it's not exactly just the Filipino community. I think it did a lot of work for everyone, that the whole cultural community, the culturally and linguistically diverse community. So, but at least we, the Filipino, nagiging ano tayo, big part doon sa mga events and any programs na ginagawa sa council, promoting, showcasing ourselves to the whole community, yung culture natin, yung tradition natin, food and everything else.
At aktibo ang Komunidad Pilipino sa mga gawain ng programa. Sa pamamagitan nito ay mas nakilala ang mga Pilipino sa mas malawak na komunidad sa Ballarat. Muli, si Rose Bukida, ang kasalukuyang nanunungkulang Intercultural Ambassador para sa Komunidad Pilipino sa Ballarat.
Well, we always participate in any events. And then in any events, exact like the Harmony Fest, so most of the big communities that they are actually putting in the tradition, the cultures and all that. So we did the same. We're doing the same. So everyone now is sort of, yung ano ba, laging nandiyan ka, laging nakikita yung mga, kung yung sayaw natin, yung food natin. Kumbaga, we are so, ano ba, exposed na yung ano natin doon sa ibang culture. And then we're making friends. It's more like in a very, yung parang, ordinary na yung nakahalubilo ka na sa kahit anong klaseng mga ano kultura doon dito sa Ballarat.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Pakinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.